Hi, I'm Steve Spangler, and I want you to stop and think for a second. What does it take for that candle to burn? Go ahead, think about it, and let me ask you, what does it take for the candle to burn?
Air.
Air, right now, let's refine it a little bit, right? So because air is a whole bunch of different gases, what do you think it takes for that candle to burn?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. If you eliminate the oxygen, the candle goes out. You know, we can use a fire triangle, and you may have learned about a fire triangle in school, to better explain how that candle burns. Michael, what do we have here on the fire triangle?
Oxygen, heat, and fuel.
You're right. And so we need those three elements to support the flame, right?
Yep.
If we take away the oxygen, will the fire
burn? Goes out.
Fire goes out. Same with the heat and the fuel. And what I'd like to do right now is to focus on that. You see the center area right here, the yellow area, the orange area?
Yeah.
That's a special area that I'm going to reserve for later on. I'll show you something about that and a special thing that we're going to do later. Let's make some oxygen to see if that's actually true, if the oxygen helps support that fire. So the way we're going to do that is we're going to use yeast, and you would find that at the supermarket, and we're using something you put on cuts. What is that?
Hydrogen peroxide.
You're right, it's hydrogen peroxide. So let's put a little bit of the yeast down inside. And now, Nicole, before I put in the hydrogen peroxide, because when I do that, you're going to see some bubbles come up, and those bubbles are going to be
oxygen.
Oxygen, you're right. We're going to have this lit, we're going to blow it out and have you put it back down inside and see if it catches fire again. We'll check and see if it works. All right? So here we go. Let me light this on fire. And now we're going to let that burn for just a second. And while that's burning, let me put the hydrogen peroxide down inside.
Whoa.
So we're producing some oxygen. Now, Nicole, can I ask you to blow that out? So while the flame is gone, notice that it's still glowing.
Mm-hmm.
So the stick is still the fuel, and we still have heat, but what are we missing in our triangle?
Oxygen.
Oxygen, the concentration of oxygen in the air, about 20% isn't enough to support the flame. So when we put it down inside here, go ahead and try, that's when it catches on fire again because we have a higher concentration of oxygen in our container. And now let's do the opposite. Let's see if we can smother the fire using not oxygen, but can you think of another chemical you use to put out a fire?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide, you're right. So let's try that in this container here, all right? And to make carbon dioxide, you're probably familiar with it because it's a classic experiment using baking soda and what's the other chemical?
Vinegar.
You got it. So here we go. Let me put some of the vinegar and baking soda down inside. There's our baking soda. And so that we can get ready, instead of putting a wooden splint down there, Michael, I want you to hang on to the candle.
Okay.
I'll light the candle and you're simply going to put it down inside and we're going to see if that carbon dioxide stays inside. So
okay.
Let me light this. And now let's put some of the vinegar down inside. We're producing carbon dioxide. And now put it down inside and see.
Whoa.
You didn't have to touch it, right? Here, let me pull it out again. Try it again. Ready? Excellent. So you can see if we remove that element of oxygen there, then we're able to put the fire out. Now, I'd ask you never to try any of these experiments at home. In fact, I'd like to take you to the fire department to learn how the experts really put out a fire. All right?
Okay.
Let's go. A local fire department invited us to drop in and learn more about the science of fire extinguishers. You know, I'd like to introduce you to firefighter Sandy Jones.
Hi.
She's going to show us some special things about that fire extinguisher.
This is a multi-purpose fire extinguisher. It's a dry chemical inside the extinguisher. It's the kind of extinguisher we should all have in our homes. It puts out flammable liquids as well as ordinary combustibles, which are paper, wood, and plastics. And we have a flammable gas burning over here. And I'd like to introduce you to firefighter Toby Kursky. And I'm going to give him this fire extinguisher, and he's going to spray the dry chemical on the fire and remove the oxygen so that it will no longer continue to burn.
So this is another way to remove the oxygen.
Yes, it is. And you can see that's a dry chemical coming out of there. It's kind of like a powder. You can see around the lid there, the yellow powder. And it's actually so fine, it's about the consistency of water almost, if you were to shake it back and forth in a container. That's how fine it is.
Well, and you can see it in the air too, as well. Tell us about if you had a fire in like the kitchen, like a grease fire. How would you take that out?
Well, grease fires are very common, and one of the natural tendencies is just to throw water on it, and that's put a big X on that. You definitely do not want to put water on a grease fire because it'll simply spread the flame.
Notice how the water actually spreads the fuel, which is the grease, and the flame burns along with it. So the proper way to extinguish a grease fire is to carefully slide the lid from the side over the flame and smother the fire.
You know, so some of the things that we need to remember is never to try these experiments at home. That's why we're here at the fire department. The fire needs three elements to support the combustion. What is that? It's
heat, oxygen, and fuel.
You got it. Heat, oxygen, and fuel. We don't want to use a fire extinguisher unless we're properly trained. And what's the most important thing, Firefighter Jones?
The most important thing is to remember the number 911. If you're ever in an emergency, call 911.
Excellent. Remember to keep wondering why. We'll see you next week.
Super job.